Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year, and welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio. Hope all had a very, very blessed Christmas and celebration of the spirit. Definitely was a great one here on the West Coast, ATL. I got plenty of calls from you guys. As always, you guys went out with a bang. Yeah, I didn't have the southern food like I usually like, but they hooked it up out here on the West Coast. So I hope you guys all had a blessed Christmas and just be prepared of an awesome, awesome new year that we're entering 2012. Today's date is 12/28/2011, last show of the year, everyone, and what a show I have for you guys today. 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern here in the ATL and here in the beautiful, beautiful San Diego. I mean, wow, everyone. I mean, 2012 is here, and this year just went by so fast with so many changes that were taking place just throughout the year. I mean, so many people I saw out there in the community, I mean, they were out there just doing what they need to do to make a difference, getting that hustle on to get themselves to the next level. And I can tell you, with 2012 here, it is definitely the year of harvest of all the hard work that everyone throughout the community has put in. We still have a long ways to go, but I can definitely tell you that the change is here and the difference has been made. So, you know, here with just us with Build, Grow, and Enjoy, the excitement is just overwhelming of what we are doing to kick off 2012. As most of you guys all know by now, the Build, Grow, and Enjoy Keystone Leadership Award, January 28, 2012, hosted at the Porter Sanford Center in Atlanta in honor of the Porter Sanford Center and also the Ray and Joan Kroc Community Corp Center. We have an A-lister of guests. It's a red carpet event. The invite is all over Facebook, of course, here through Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Have huge, huge celebrities coming in town, one being one of the Legacy Award honorees of the night, and that's Mr. Jarvie Hutcherson, the president of the MMPA Multicultural Motion Picture Association, flying straight in from Beverly Hills into Atlanta to attend this award and receive his awards as the man of diversity. He's made such an impact to entertainment and television when it came to diversity. Also, the next Legacy Award winner of the night, we have Mr. Ralph Abernathy III for just, you know, civil rights leader movement, not just that. He is on a movement right now that many of you guys may not know, but you will be hearing of community empowerment and continuing on that legacy of his father and now building our community for the better in support of helping it to thrive. We guys were honoring Tyler Perry. Most of you guys saw that on my Facebook today. He's getting the Dangar Award for just what he does throughout the community with the Tyler Perry Foundation. Lamon Rucker, Community Rejuvenation Award. I mean, Lamon is out there, you guys. You know, I mean, you guys see him all in the movies, the Tyler Perry movies. Yes, you know him as that actor, but this guy is a community activist, and he's out there educating our youth, letting them know, you know, what direction to take for, you know, to make their lives better. He has his own foundations that he has out in Hollywood with black actors. I mean, he's very, very involved throughout the community, and we are also honoring him alongside with many, many, many other honorees, as you guys have seen with the media alerts that are out there and just posting all through all the social media. Tons of sponsors, contributors, and supporters. I'm getting phone calls all day of people that want to be a part of this. Some of the top ones, as you guys know, Working Divas, the Diversity Awards, BET, Making the Connection, ERI, the Economic Research Institution, straight from Los Angeles, California, Ralph Abernathy Foundation. So it is just awesome. 2012 is definitely the year of harvest, especially for Build, Grow, and Enjoy and what we're doing for the community. As you guys know, we are honoring those that make a difference and those lives throughout our community, just giving of themselves passionately. And a lot of these people, you know, they're so humble about it, and they just sit back. They don't look for praise. They don't look for the pat on the back. They just do it out of the passion of their hearts, and they are movers and shakers. So definitely, guys, tickets are on sale. You can go to BillGroneEnjoy.com or the Keystone Leadership Awards, charity.org, because it is a charity event. Definitely want to come out, mingle with some of the stars. Myself and Maria Moore are hosting the event. We have Evelyn Mims as the master of ceremony on the red carpet. Triple Reese, you guys all know my boy, and Dr. Zelda Pittman, they will be on the red carpet interviewing our guests as they're pulling up. I mean, this is some real Hollywood show out, but for our community, something that has been a long time coming, and I'm absolutely honored that Bill Grown and Joy has been selected to be the ones to actually host it. But as you guys all know, this has been a vision of mine for many, many years, you know, for those that really, truly make a difference throughout our community. So more information on BillGrownEnjoy.com, and get your tickets. It's going to be a sellout event January 28, 2012 at the Porter Sanford Center. And speaking of those that make a difference in the community, that's what I have on the air today. I have a group of community activists, leaders, civil rights, a new age group of civil rights leaders, Reverend Lionel Gast, Noah's Ark, Rick Evans, and New Order, Gerald Ross. These guys are out here on the front line. Definitely, I'm reaching out to our future leaders of tomorrow, our youth. So much going on in our community when it comes to our youth today that we are not aware of. I, you know, have been listening to Reverend Lionel Gast, and I'm in shock. A lot of stuff that I didn't know that was going on when it comes to violence and incarceration of our youth. And these fellas are out here, like I said, on the front line, guiding and empowering our youth for this powerful change, you know, on what we all can do as a community to come together. You know, our youth are the future of tomorrow, and it's definitely up to us to make that difference. So please welcome. Welcome, fellas, and thank you for coming on Bill Grown and Joy today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having us.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I, like I said, you know, Reverend Lionel, I've been speaking with you, and I am just shocked to hear and then, of course, read some of the postings and information you've been sending me of what's going on with our youth today. And it's just a pleasure to have you guys on the air today for all of our listeners to hear on, so that they are aware, so that we can engage everyone to see how we can, you know, pull together the community and make a difference. But in first in doing so, you know, I would like for you guys to tell everyone who you guys are and, you know, a little more about your movement.
Well, my name is Lionel Gant. I'm with the SCLC under the leadership of our SCLC president in Cobb County, Reverend Graves, who we have to send our prayer for him today. He was admitted in the hospital last night, so our hearts and our prayers go out with him. And I'm working under the leadership of Dr. Marcellus, who is our president for the state of Georgia, in our Stop the Violence and Incarceration campaign, which is a statewide campaign.
My name is Gerald Rose. I'm president of New Order National Human Rights Organization. Started this organization in 1992. I do a lot of traveling. I was in the forefront when not supporting dog fighting, but supporting Michael Vick when he fell on his back. Been to Mississippi several times where carloads of white tees ran over a black guy, which is considered a hate crime. So we're here locally here in Atlanta, but we will travel to speak on issues that need to be addressed. We are an organization not just being reactive, but we're proactive. You know, so I'm glad to be a part of this conference call, ma'am. I'm hoping after this conference call I can get you as one of our Facebook friends, because I do a lot of stuff locally and nationally.
Definitely, definitely. You know, we have a huge network here with Bill Grown and Joy, and definitely make sure that you join also. I see that Reverend Lionel did, but definitely I would like for you to join also so that way I can keep everyone in the circle. Now, you guys are saying, you know, some of the stuff that you guys are doing with your group, this is not just a black thing or a white thing. It's just affecting the nation as a whole. and just as, you know, as a whole country of America. And in like you guys say, you know, we are only as weak as our weakest link. So tell us some of the things that are going on out there, and what are you guys doing out there to make that change for the positive?
Well, here on New Order, as a human rights organization, it's all about unity, man. Without unity, there's no power. Without power, there's no numbers. I constantly say that here in Cobb County, there's a lot of shootings, a lot of black-on-black crime that's going on. You know, we lose young people daily. And so we go out and do motivational speaking. We also don't forget about the poor people. You know, we go out and feed homeless people. You know, so it's very important that we be more grassroots, you know, doing things in the street, walking the streets, you know, addressing our young people. Because if we don't, another victim dies, another mother cries. You know, I'm always telling people to put down the pistols and pick up the pencils, you know. So the youth is our future, you know, and it's very important that we get out there and be out there and be proactive and save. If we could just save one child, that's basically what we need to do.
And this is Reverend Gannon. That was the mandate that came from our leadership in the SCLC, was to get out and get with the grassroots organization and to bring everybody together so that we could fight this thing together. Divided, we'll fall, but together we can stand. So we've been doing that ever since. It took us about 3 years to kind of really bring this thing together, and Gerald Rose is one of our great patriarchs out here in Cobb County for the work that he's done. As a matter of fact, Gerald, I think you'll be meeting with the chief of police tomorrow.
Yes, I have a meeting.
Tomorrow.
Yes, I have a meeting tomorrow where a young lady who was mentally ill was sending racial threats to some lawmakers, I think up in D.C. The police was called to her residence, and they said that the lady came at them with a gun and a knife, and she was mentally ill. But I have some questions on that, ma'am, because it seems to me when officers are called to our community and your skin is just as beautiful as mine, just as dark as mine, it seems that we always getting shot and end up dead. But when you see other people who commit crimes, I'm just being honest, taking a handcuff, taking a jail, and facing justice, and I'm concerned about that. We have bad officers, you got good officers. But I'm concerned about the bad officers that comes to our scene, arrest our people, and then we go into our funeral, you know, and it's just very sad. So I'm just glad to be working with Reverend Gannon and Rick from Noah's Ark, and it'll take all of us to work together to solve these issues that's going on.
Absolutely. And Rick, is this you, Rick, calling in, 7385?
Yes. How are you?
Hi, welcome to Bill Grown and Joy.
Thank you. Glad to be a part.
Can you let everyone know who you are and, you know, what your role is in this movement that that you have with Reverend Lionel and Gerald?
Yes, well, I'm Rick Evans, president and founder of Noah's Ark. And Noah's Ark came about is because I wanted to bring about some new energy and some new leadership into our communities. What Noah's Ark do is we like to touch and enter the areas that people have fear and concerns and reservations about. So I go into the jails and the prisons, and I talk to the convicts and the homeless and find out what the problem actually is. See, because we can talk all day, and we can tell people to put down a gun, stop robbing, stop doing whatever. But then when you look at the big picture, you're telling them to do one thing, but where are the jobs at? So, Noah's Ark is out here, paint the real picture. We need a collective effort out here and get jobs for people that are ex-cons, and most of your unemployment comes from people who have convictions and stuff like that, but you don't see them people out there that's running for president right now and addressing those issues. So those are the things that we need to talk about, and Gerald could do one thing on one end, Reverend Gant can do something, I can do something, but it don't mean nothing if we're not producing any results. We can go talk to people, but if anybody can hold a dog and pony show is what I call, because you're not getting any results. We got to get results out here. You know, everything is about results. We need to stop. We need to protest like they did back in the day. We need to get large numbers, start protesting, hold signs, do whatever we have to do. Back in the day, when they protested, they got results. We're not getting any results today. We're standing, we're marching, but we're not getting any results. We got to find out what's wrong and we got to get everybody involved. You know, everybody has to play a role in changing society. We can't just, it can't just be in the school, it can't be in the churches, it can't just be in the homes. We have to do it collectively. We got a lot of work to do. I don't know if everybody's out there ready to do the work that needs to be done, but in order to do the work that we need to get done, you got to put your life on the line. That's it.
All right.
I want to piggyback off of something Gerald said about the police shootings. Check this out. Listen, I'm combat certified, okay? They spent 3 years in Iraq. For one, when they went and shot that guy, that little Dougie, the mentally challenged young kid the other day, they said they already knew when they came out to the house that he had a knife. The grandmother phone call 911 said he had a knife. A knife. You can have a knife right now, a grown man. You're not going to stab me because I'm trained to know how to disarm you. Or the police even more have other weapons that they can shoot at a person to disarm them besides a bullet. But they look at the rounds they shot at this little kid, and he only had a knife. So that goes to tell you something right there. The job of the other people in society is just to eliminate our race, period.
Right. And there's a lot that's going on, I would say, fellas. There's a lot that is going on. Just like you guys, you know, we're going to enjoy ourselves. We're coming in on that financial piece because there's so many pieces to the whole the big picture, you know what I mean? Reverend Abernathy, you know, I speak to him, you know, often, and this is some of the issues he speaks of and, you know, what he's working on to make the change in the community. Also, a lot of what you guys are speaking on, and especially when it comes to just, you know, the mindset of our community. Can you speak on that? You know, that's a really big issue, that mindset, because so many of our people in our community, they have this mindset that has not gotten them anywhere. So what has to be taking place when it comes to changing that mindset, or what is your take on, you know, that change of mindset to allow our community to thrive?
Well, that's our main goal, is to be proactive in changing the hearts and minds of men. It's gonna take us doing what we're doing now. Rick, as he said, he's going into the jail, speaking with the guys on a regular basis. And we go into the probation system where we speak to the probationers, and we're having great success in that area. But as me and Rick was talking the other day, we want to catch them before prison is the end result. We want to catch them before they get to the prison system. You want to elaborate on that, Rick?
Yeah, you know, one thing when you go in the courtroom. See, you got to actually go into the courtrooms. You got to go into the jungles. Get into what's actually happening out here. When you go into those courtrooms, back in the day, they used to say why. The question was, why was this child getting into what they're getting into with this teenager or person involved again? The question was, why. Now you hear, what happened? This guy convicted, he shot a person. You hear what? But you don't hear why. And then what they also don't tell you in the courtrooms is, out of all these people that are getting arrested and committing these crimes, that none of them had jobs. You know, these are people that's coming off of jobs.
90%
and
of life. Them, right.
You understand what I'm saying? Get one of these people that's running for president to address those issues. That's the issues I want to hear about, not this I can't even talk about it because it really means nothing to me. It means nothing to our race, period. But that's what needs to be addressed.
And here's another thing that has happened now because of gang violence and because of drug dealing and the school zones. They passed the laws now where children that commit adult crimes are charged as adults. So now we got 14-year-olds and 8-year-olds that are being charged with assault and battery just like a grown-up, and the only thing they did was got in a fight on the bus.
Exactly.
So we have a real big problem with this. This is a new problem. We're trying to educate all the parents about it because once their children walk outside the door, they have to know that the responsibility is on them, that if they get in a fight on the bus or if they get in a fight on the school ground, they can be charged as an adult and actually be arrested and taken to jail.
Right.
Was mind-blowing to me. That was mind-blowing. You guys, what is it called? The status offenders, and they're, like you said, there are some, you know, criteria that it fall under, and one I was reading up that Reverend Lionel has sent to me is attendance, you know.
Right.
And I'm going to say this. I constantly, somebody has the wrong number. It's happening, but I have been getting calls on one of my phones from a school in Atlanta of a child that's just truant, and it's like every day. So attendance is one of it. So can you guys touch on that? Because I know a lot of these kids out here that comes from these broken homes are out there not attending school and not aware that, you know, now with this law changing, they can be charged and put in jail.
Okay. And if I could cut in on that, when you say truancy, I know calls that we get a lot of, it's a lot of school bullying that's going on here in the schools. A lot of kids are scared to go to school because they're getting bullied as well. You know, a 14-year-old little boy killed himself a couple of years ago because he was getting bullied and it was getting dressed to the school. And but there's no excuse as far as being truancy, but we have other issues that kids be going through why they don't want to go to school, and I think it starts at home. You know, more parents need to be involved with their kids. I know it's a lot of broken homes that's going on, but I know when I was growing up, you know, you had a lot of single moms and dad, and they did not play. You know, but when they took prayer out of school, and I don't believe in child abuse, but I believe in whoopings. If my child is out of hand, I'm going to whoop your butt, because if you're not, you're going to be in someone's courtroom, some white man is going to send you to jail, and then that's it. So it's a lot of our rights has been taken away from parents, for the bad parents that's doing the wrong things. But I know here, if my kids do something wrong, I'm going to discipline them, because if not, it's going to be too late.
Right, you know another thing that helped out with that bullying, the attendance, and a lot of the gang identification is if we take the reins and stop letting, I don't know who's in charge, but I'm going to find out. Noah's Ark is going to find out in the next 60 days who, that's right, Noah's Ark going to find out in the next 60 days who's in charge, who made the decision to not put our children in uniforms in school. Let me tell you what a uniform does to a person. It eliminates a parent from spending money. It stops the child from having to wonder what he's going to wear that day, and it identifies them to belong to a particular school. You understand what I'm saying? And it takes them away from that gang. Gangs wear colors. You know what I mean? Gangs wear colors. Some people are bullied and teased because of what they wear or what they can't wear. You understand? We need to put our kids in uniforms so they can focus more on education and just going to school in the classroom, not worry about what Michael Jordans they got on their feet or anything like that. We need to do that. But we keep playing with it, and then we get kids to end up dead. One child dead is too much. But when it don't
Rick, I'm glad you said that about Rick. I'm glad you said about Michael Jordan. If we could line up and beat us down to get some shoes, why we can't line up and beat us down to go vote or show up at these PTA meetings or show up at these city council meetings. I was very upset at our own community when they did. It was very embarrassing.
Can't do it, man.
Period.
Can't do it. Embarrassed, but not shocked.
We have our priorities in the wrong place.
But that's the whole picture is that in itself, because we have our priorities in the wrong place, and we're materialistic. But how can we change that? Take some of that material out of the school. That's where it starts, home and school. Put our kids in uniform. I talk to the gangs every day. I say I don't talk to Bloods, Crips, and everybody every day. I know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's what we're targeting. We're trying to target the kids at the school level. And we're trying to target
the
kids. Let me just ask you this. A guy gets arrested. He didn't have a job, so he goes out there and commits a crime. He gets 5 years in prison. Now he gets out of prison. What makes you think he's going to get a job now? He didn't have a job when he went in. He didn't have a job when he went to prison. So so when he gets out of prison, his crime escalates. It goes from armed robbery to murder. You understand? And if he gets off that murder charge and goes to jail, when he gets out, he becomes a serial killer. Because we actually don't have no program in place to curtail none of that. We don't have no, you know how they have a drug intervention where they have families intervene with the drug addicted person and stuff like that? We need a criminal intervention program or something. Before these people, before these guys and women are let out of prison, there's some type of intervention program where they slowly but surely get back into society, and there's a plan of action when they get out. You know, I'm talking about the people that's in, the people that can't speak, can't write, can't think for themselves right now. Those are the ones that's knocking you upside your heads every day. Those are the people we need to start thinking about. They need help.
And then that's why we came up with the 7-point plan, where we're trying to create jobs from the ground level. And we're also encouraging them to seek other means of creating income other than using crime. And we have to do that from the street level. We had an incident at one of the high schools, were a young girl, and she was a special needs student in the classroom reading the Social Security, reading the social studies book, and she burst out laughing in the class. The teacher addressed her, asking her what she was laughing for. She said, "Well, that was funny," quoting something in history. And the teacher asked her to leave the class. The girl asked for a hall pass to leave the class. The teacher refused to give it to her. She was arrested in the classroom and stayed 12 days inside of the jail. This is what's going on in our school. So we have a real serious problem with this new law, because now they're putting the emphasis back on the parents. They're making the parents be responsible for it. So instead of disciplining the children and giving them the stages of discipline that they should go through, stage one, stage two, stage three, they're just calling the police and having them arrested, putting it back on the parents.
And that's what it's all about. That's where it starts. It starts at home. That's the foundation, and it should be back on the parents, because, you know, children and youth only know what they're taught. So, you know, it should be back on the parents. We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come right back because I want to touch on a little more what you guys are doing actually in the schools. I know you guys are going in there and speaking with them. Like you guys say, you know, if you want to catch them before they get to incarceration, because incarceration is the end result. But I want to talk more on what you guys are actually doing with these schools so people would know. And if there's parents out there that you would like, you know, that would like for their children to be touched by you guys and come and speak, then they can hear and know how to contact you guys. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And welcome back. Welcome back, Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio. I have the Reverend Lionel Gass in the studios along with Rick Evans and Gerald Rose speaking on violence and incarceration with our youth, community empowerment. What are we going to do to make this change and make our community thrive and go forth and be better? Before we went to the break, we were speaking on, you know, the school system. I would like for you guys to touch on, and I know we have two more minutes, but that's fine. Just let's keep talking about the subject. We'll just let it run over a little more because this is something that people need to hear. What you guys are actually doing as you're going out in these schools and touching these students so parents can hear what you guys are doing and be able to reach out to you guys also.
This is Gerald. Unfortunately, to be honest, where I'm at here in Cobb, since I've been known as a troublemaker, it's hard for me to get into the schools because they consider me just addressing issues against the schools, but I know it's very important. So our agenda has changed, so it is very important to get into the schools, not just to the high schools, the junior high. We need to get into the elementary schools. You know, we need to get them into the kindergartens and get them as babies and kind of explain what's going on and, you know, and let them know, you know, athletes are not role models. Role models are parents, you know, and stuff like that. So, and it starts from home. And I know when I was growing up, if I even try to go outside, I know the dishes better been clean. I better take that garbage out. But you come home these days, kids, they on Nintendo, you know, PlayStation, you know. It's just they're not focused. And, again, you can go to school, but my thing, it starts at home. School can only do so much, but it really starts at home. That's just my opinion.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, what we're doing with the SCLC, what we're doing is we're going out to the schools and we're meeting with the Board of Education. That during the King Week, we're trying to have them have every school host their own Stop the Violence campaign that week. So what we're asking them to do is to write poems, write skits, plays, rap songs, you know, create songs, everything to do with stopping the violence for that King holiday week. And so it's going to take us some time, but that's what we're working toward right now.
And what
about a 7-point plan.
What Noah's Ark is doing is we're going inside the jails right after the guys are arrested and seeing the individuals, men and women, that are there now, and asking them, what is it that we can do better as a society to help them when they get out or while they're still in there, to help them transition from jail to a good home and a new state of mind, a better mindset, as you discussed. And we're talking right to the horse, right to the one society fear, while the same people that people lock their doors about, I'm sitting there talking to them candidly, looking dead in their eyes. And so they're giving me good feedback on what led up to them starting crime and everything else. And we're getting results with that.
And we're getting the same results in the probation system. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
And we're doing the same thing in the probation system. We're teaching them about fatherhood, about brotherhood, and about being good examples. We ask each one of them to pick out one of the young men in the community to start working and mentoring with that young man so that they won't be a victim of the criminal justice system.
Awesome. Well, you guys are definitely on the, we all are on the right track. Reverend Lionel, when you came to me, and I get so many people that want to come on the air, but you definitely, I'm definitely drawn to you and your group, the movement that you guys have in place, because the vision is so much of what, you know, we are doing here in Build, Grow, and Enjoy, just kind of a different concept, but all the same vision. And I can definitely tell you that there's a lot to come for 2012 when it comes to the civil rights and community empowerment, because the legacy is being worked on to be continued. And that's what it's about. We have to pull together the community. We have to educate our youth. We have to let it be known. I mean, the movement is alive, and you guys are greatly, greatly appreciated for what you guys are doing. Is there any additional information you'd like to tell the listening audience, and definitely tell them how they can reach out to you guys?
I tell them that Noah's Ark is always looking for some real heart, people with a lot of heart to come join us, and so they can reach Rick Evans at 404-901-7385 24 hours a day. I will get up on the phone and get the phone in the middle of the night and answer for anybody. That's Rick Evans with Noah's Ark.
Gerald? Hello?
You might have lost Gerald. That's Rick.
Okay.
I think we might have lost Gerald.
Okay, well,
you can go ahead, Russ Lionel.
We can be contacted at Cobb County SCLC webpage on Facebook or the our Stop the Violence campaign located on Facebook.
Awesome. And you guys are I'm also members of Build, Grow, and Enjoy, so know everyone, you can reach out to the great, great dynamic group of fellas that's out there making a positive change with our youth, and it's empowering our community to change for the better and thrive. And that's BillGrowingJoy.com. Well, thank you guys for coming on the air today.
Happy New Year to you guys.
And, you know, I just send my blessings to each one of you guys. You guys are so greatly appreciated. And my blessings for a prosperous 2012 to each of you. And just going forth with your movement, it definitely is alive.
Thank you.
Well, there you guys have it, the Reverend Lionel Gatt, and also we lost Gerald Rose, but Rick Evans, he was also on the air. You guys can go to BillGrowingEnjoy.com. The SCLC is actually a member of Bill Grown Enjoy, and I'm sure Rick Evans with Noah's Ark and Gerald Ross with New Order will be a member also. But as you guys know, Bill Grown Enjoy is an interactive site, so you can definitely reach out to them just like you would on your Facebook if you want to reach out to them for your child, or just get some feedback if you're having some issues. They're definitely the guys you want to reach out to. So I just want to wish each and every one of you guys, first, thank you for tuning into this awesome show today. Definitely needed throughout our community. Get to BillGrowingEnjoy.com and get your tickets to the upcoming Build, Grow, and Enjoy Keystone Leadership Award. The tickets are on sale now. As you know, like I said to you guys, I'm hosting it along with Maria Moore, Evelyn Mims, Master of Ceremony, Triple Reese is on our red carpet, Dr. Zelda Pittman. We are going to be honoring many, many community leaders, celebrity community activists, and advocates that make a difference in the lives that, you know, or in the communities in which they serve. We will be giving away donations. Our organization of honor is the Salvation Army Ray and Joan Crock Community Center Atlanta, and also the Porter Sanford III Performance Art and Community Center. The event is happening on Saturday, January 28th, 2012, 4 to 6 p.m. We have the red carpet reception. 7 to 10 is the actual award ceremony, maybe wrapping up about 9:30, because I know the crowd has to diffuse. But that's at the Porter Sanford III Performance Art and Community Center, 3181 Rainbow Drive, Decatur, Georgia, 30034. Sponsors, Working Diva, Intercede Consultant, Multi-Motion Picture Association Diversity Awards, Making the Connection, BET, got the Sheraton. I mean, and there's so much more that's going to be a part of it. This is just absolutely a beautiful thing. What a way to bring in the new year. Get your ticket today at KeystoneLeadershipAwards.CharityHappenings.org. And that wraps up the show today, everyone. I will talk to you guys next year, 2012. Have a very, very safe, happy new year. Stay blessed. My blessings. Talk to you guys next year, and enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.